Second. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Cobb. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Color code you.
We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second that. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the vouchers for the general fund of $52,640 to $52,667, with the exception of $52,661, which is the, it's a check in the amount of $1,385.35 to Pitlick and Wick. Like to hold that one?
Yep. Well, excluding that payment, I'd make a motion for approval.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers with the exception of $52,661. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the August 19th, 2020 regular meeting.
I'll move for approval as read.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening except we got some money from the county, which was the last installment on the taxes. It was about $160,000. And that's going to be going into the checking account where sweep. Mm-hmm. Into a sweep account, but we haven't transferred it yet. So therefore, what we have in the regular is $974,363.37, and in ambulance, $400,425.21.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion possible action, hazard pay, transfer station attendance. It was brought to our attention that at a meeting we had increased the pay for the transfer station attendant due to the COVID virus for hazard pay. It was for a 3-month period. We would need to extend that if the board want to. And also, he's got an assistant out there. She hasn't worked at all from the first of the year until July, was it?
Yeah, 4th of July weekend.
So she should also be included.
So how should we word that motion? Should we do it indefinite?
I would say until either
until the ban is lifted.
Until the ban is lifted and or the CDC gives the all clear.
Okay, I'll make the motion. Go ahead.
Yep.
Now that was due to sunset in 90 days. So has he been getting paid all along anyway?
Yep. Yeah. I think he has, hasn't he? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that did indeed sunset at 90 days, and he wasn't supposed to be paid unless you make a new motion to do that retroactively.
Well, and yeah, we haven't gotten to that
okay.
yet. But, Bill?
What was the dollar amount that we increased his wages?
He's getting the same as the road crew.
And that is?
Pete.
That comes out to
22 or something like that.
About $22 an hour.
$23.92.
There we go.
And that was from what to $23.92?
17.
17.
It was like $6 or something.
Well, personally, you know, what I heard you say when you authorized that to begin with, he's sitting in a little room, hands takes it through a little window.
No, he doesn't. No, he's right out there.
He's right out there.
If people need help, he helps them with their garbage.
He's right out there.
Garbage.
He's outside all the time.
I've been out there a few times. He's always he's never in that little building.
He'll even help you.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't use the facility, so I don't.
He comes in contact with people all the time. Norm?
Are they both getting the same increase?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be the same dollar amount, whatever it is.
Again, we don't know until the board.
Whatever the dollar amount was, I'll just increase hers the same.
So are you going to put a sunset on it?
And we're going to retroactivate it from when the original agreement was negotiated, or when the original.
Yeah, when we decided.
It just said that we were going to revisit it in, what, 90 days or something?
We revisit it in 90 days.
Are we past that time period?
Yes, we are.
Yes, that's why Norm brought it to our attention.
When it was supposed to end at the 90 days, then we set it up to revisit it in 90 days again.
No, I would, well, I would rather.
Here's what I'm looking at, Bill, is I think we should go ahead and do this until there's a definite change. And the change that it's going to require for us to not believe in this would be when the CDC says we're not, we've either vaccinated this thing or we've overcome it.
Well, Chris, my feeling is if you state it that way, it'll never go away. Because it's like, it's already gone beyond the 90 days without visiting it. It gets lost and forgotten.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'd like to see is that we go until there's an all clear, either, you know, the tribe has got their resolution in place. They're a lot, for the most part, following the CDC rules, or we just go by the CDC rules when they say, you know, it's all clear for businesses to open. Protective gear isn't needed anymore. I mean, it's a hazardous place. We can also go for the time from that 90 days.
Or either or.
Yeah, because like Nancy said, we were going to revisit it in 90 days. Well, we're off by a month or two here, so.
Yeah, I think that if we extend it continuously and still visit it every 90-day period, put it on our agenda at least every 90 days to revisit it. So if we have to adjust it, we can still do that.
We can do that, too.
That way we're not, you know, if we seem to think in northern Wisconsin that we're okay and Florida isn't, you know what I'm saying? We can do it with a federal entity.
Or even Milwaukee and Madison, and we're okay.
So yeah, that's what I would do is, I'll make the motion that we will revisit this every 90 days.
Period.
Period. With it being retroactive from the day that it lapsed from the previous 90 days.
Yep, that's.
Okay. And that it will be ongoing until conditions change.
I'll second that. Jim?
Do you want to amend that so the alternate gets a pay increase?
Yeah, well, we talked about that. It was both the alternate and the attendant.
It's going to be for any employee that works at the transfer station.
Even if it's a road crew person that has to fill in.
Is her increase based on her base pay, or is she just getting automatically bumped up to what Pete was getting?
Yeah, I think that's going to go.
No, I'm going to give her the same increase that I gave Pete.
Yeah.
So it was $5.60, I'll just add $5.60 to there. And I'll make sure that I put it on my calendar for the 90 days, so.
Yep. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 11 is discussion possible action update on Thunderbird Lane Road bid. Supervisor Cobb had asked for that to be on there. She's not here. I'd like to table that until our next meeting.
Okay.
So is there a motion to table that until?
I'll move, I'm still discussing it with Mr. Harold anyway. Okay. It's just not. So yes, I would move to table this until the other supervisor can be present.
All right, I'll second that motion and second it to table the Thunderbird Lane Road bid discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:10.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion made, seconded to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming on this beautiful afternoon.